Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. Mishnah discusses the topic of Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah is if a person is trying to accomplish a mitzvah, but he makes a mistake. And now, of course, if he makes a mistake doing a mitzvah, there are two possible outcomes. One is Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah V'lo Asa Mitzvah. He made a mistake doing the mitzvah, and it ends up just as a wasted effort. So he did something, he tried to do something, and in the process, failed to accomplish any mitzvah. And of course, we're talking here about a circumstance where there is then something like Chilul Shabbos involved. So if I'm doing something that I would be allowed to do on Shabbos, like a bris milah or like one of these karbonos that we've been talking about, and I make a mistake, so I end up not fulfilling the obligation that I'm trying to fulfill, but it is possible that the outcome could anyway be something that is a mitzvah, or it could end up being just a total waste of effort, which is a violation of Shabbos for no purpose. And so we have a fundamental machlokas about Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. If it's Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah lo asa mitzvah, if it's a case where I'm intending to do a mitzvah, like bring one of these karbanos on Shabbos, and I make a mistake, and in the end don't fulfill a mitzvah, so then everyone agrees that that if this happens by accident, you're chayiv chatas, because you made a mistake, and that's what the chatas is for, when you're a shogi, when you make a mistake, and you end up violating a mitzvah because of a mistake. However, if it ends up with a mitzvah being fulfilled, even if it's not exactly the mitzvah you intended to be fulfilled when you started, so then we have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you still set out to do a mitzvah, and you didn't do that mitzvah, and the mitzvah that was Docho Shabbos didn't get done, and therefore you're chayiv chatas. And the mitzvah that you did accomplish, right, wouldn't have been Docha Shabbos. So therefore, you have to be in Chatas for the violation of Shabbos. Rabbi Yehoshua, however, says, Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, Asa Mitzvah, is Patur. If you intended to do one mitzvah and you ended up doing another mitzvah, even if that other mitzvah wouldn't have been Docha Shabbos, so you're Patur from the violation because you ended up fulfilling a mitzvah. So this is, of course, relevant for our situation of bringing Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Also, it is important to recall, we've mentioned a couple of times, with regard to karbanos, a karban pesach and a karban chatos that are brought shelo lishma, that is to say, instead of having in mind during the karban, during the shechita and during the zrika, etc., I'm doing this for the karban pesach, one had in mind something else, like I'm doing this for the sake of a karban ola, right? So that would be pasul. Right, completely possible. Other karbanos, all other karbanos, besides for a karban pesach and a chatas, if you brought them shelo lishma, so like I have an ola and I bring it l'shem shlamim, so they are kosher. That is to say that they the blood can be thrown on the mizbeach, the emurim can be burned on the mizbeach. If it's an ola, the whole thing can be burned on the mizbeach. If it's an animal that partially is eaten, it can be eaten. Just lo alu l'baal m'shem chova, that the owners have not fulfilled their obligation because after all it wasn't shechted for the in the name of the carbon that it was supposed to be, and so that obligation remains. But even though the obligation remains, the carbon itself was not ruined. The carbon itself is kosher, and so that brings us to the discussion in Mishnah. HaPesach sheshechato shelo lishmo b'Shabbos. If you have a carbon pesach that is now, it's Erev Pesach, and it's Shabbos, and so you go to bring a Karban Pesach. But when you go to Shecht the Karban Pesach, you, instead of having in mind, this is L'Shem Karban Pesach, you had something else in mind. You were thinking, this is going to be I'm Shechting this L'Shem Karban Ola. So then, of course, we know that it's possible because a Pesach that is brought, Karban Pesach Shelo Lishmo, is possible. And therefore, Chayv Alav Chatos. So you have to bring Chatos, right, because it's Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, V'lo Asa Mitzvah. You made a mistake while bringing a mitzvah on Shabbos, and you did not fulfill a mitzvah of any kind. This carbon that you brought is possible. And therefore, you have to bring Karban Chatos. Everybody agrees to that. What about the inverse? It's now Erev Pesach, and you go to bring your Karban Pesach, but you grab the wrong animal. Instead of bringing the animal that you had set aside for the Korban Pesach, you brought the animal that you had set aside for a Korban Ola. You had an animal at home that you set aside for a Korban Ola. You were planning to bring it another time. And you grabbed the wrong animal. So now you brought an animal that is supposed to be for a Korban Ola, and you brought it and you shechted it l'shem shlamim. So here too, there are two sub-possibilities. Im einan ru'uyin, if this animal that you brought is not fitting to be brought for a Korban Pesach, right? We know a Korban Pesach is supposed to be a sheep or a goat and only male. So what if you brought a cow, l'shem Korban Pesach? Or what if you brought a female goat, l'shem Korban Pesach? So in this case, it's not even ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. That's not even considered ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. You're chayav korban chatas because you really messed up, and you can't even consider this ta'a b'dvar mitzvah because everybody knows that a cow can't be brought as a korban pesach, and everybody knows that a female animal can't be brought as a korban pesach. So this isn't even really considered a mistake. This is like beyond the mistake, and therefore you're chayav chatas because it's a shogeg, right? It is a mistake to that degree, but you can't consider it ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. You were trying to do a mitzvah and you made an error. Something went wrong. That this is beyond something went wrong. This is a real mistake. You took an animal that was totally not worthy for a Korban Pesach, and therefore you shechted it on Shabbos and you're chayav chatas. On the other hand, v'im ru'uyin hein, if the animal that you bring is roi to be a Korban Pesach, so it is a goat or a sheep that is male, right? It's roi to be Korban Pesach. So then we're talking about a case of ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, right? We're talking about that you intended to do a particular mitzvah, which was Docha Shabbos, right? You're intending to bring the Korban Pesach, which would be Docha Shabbos. You did not do that because you messed up. You brought a different animal. And so you did not fulfill your obligation of Korban Pesach. But in the end, the Asa Mitzvah, you did do a mitzvah. Why did you do a mitzvah? Because even though you weren't Yotze, your original Korban, right? It didn't work for an Ola. And you weren't Yotze Korban Pesach, because it didn't work for Korban Pesach, because it was Shlo Lishma. We know that other Korbanos besides for a Pesach and a Chatas that are brought Shlo Lishma are still kosher. They can be brought on the Mizbeach. The blood can be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, can be spritzed on the Mizbeach. The Emurim can be burned. If it's an Ola, the whole thing can be burned. And if it's another Korban, the meat can still be eaten. So the animal is kosher. You did a mitzvah. You did a mitzvah of bringing a Korban. So here we have a case of Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah, V'asa Mitzvah. You intended to do a mitzvah that was Docha Shabbos, and you ended up not doing that mitzvah, but you did a different mitzvah, which really shouldn't have been Docha Shabbos, and you violated Shabbos in the process. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ta'a b'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah, chayev chatos. You're chayev, you have to bring korban chatos because you violated Shabbos. The mitzvah that you did wasn't Docha Shabbos. The mitzvah that you intended to do, which would have been Docha Shabbos, you didn't do. So you're chayev chatos. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're not chayev chatos because you were trying to do a mitzvah which was Docha Shabbos, and you did, after all, end up doing a mitzvah. And therefore, you don't have to bring a korban chatos for violating Shabbos. Am Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Mishnah brings us the debate. Am Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, it's logical. This is a kal v'chomer, Rabbi Yeshua. The Korban Pesach, right? If the Korban Pesach, which if you did it properly, would be Docha Shabbos and would be mutter to bring, right? Kishashina Eshimo Chayav, when you change the name so that it ends up Shlo Lishmo, you're Chayav Chatas for bringing it. Everybody agrees to that. That was the first case in the Mishnah. Zvachin Shehina Surin Lishma, other Korbanos, which are not Docha Shabbos, and it's also to bring on Shabbos, even if you bring them correctly, Kishashina Shemana Nodin Shein Yichayev, and you bring them incorrectly, so certainly should be Chayev. Right? If you're Chayev for a Korban that you're allowed to bring, and you bring it wrong, you're Chayev Chatos. So a Korban that you're not allowed to bring in the first place, and you do it wrong, of course you're Chayev Chatos. Amr Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that's not true. In the case of Korban Pesach, im amarta b'Pesach, sheshino l'davar asur. When you changed the Korban Pesach, you brought a Korban Pesach, l'shem, right? In the case of the Korban Pesach that was brought, but the Yechayev Chatas when brought shalol l'shmo, you changed it to something that was asur to bring on Shabbos, right? It was a Korban Pesach, and you thought about it as a Korban Ola. You're not allowed to bring in a Korban Ola on Shabbos. That doesn't prove anything, right, about other karbanos that are brought l'shem Pesach, right? Tomer Rizvachim Shishina L'davar Mutar? Does that tell you, that doesn't tell you anything about karbanos that brought l'shem Pesach, where you took a karban that wasn't allowed to be brought on Shabbos, and you changed its name to something that's mutar to be brought on Shabbos. Now, just to be clear, Rabbi Yeshua's main point is not to say that that's the logic behind why Tobit Var Mitzvah Asa Mitzvah is Mutter. His main point is to say that Rabbi Eliezer is not, it is not necessarily true that the case of other karbanos is more chamur. Rabbi Eliezer said the other karbanos are more chamur because even when you bring them lishmo, you can't bring them on Shabbos. So it's a much more chamur case. So therefore, kal v'chomer, if it's true in the kal case, in the lenient case, that it's chayv chatas, it's certainly true in the more chamur case that it should be chayv chatas. Rabbi Yeshua's point here is that it's not necessarily true that it's a more chamur case, because there is a tzad hakal, there is a side of the other karbanos that are brought on l'shem Pesach that is less chamur, because you're changing it to its name to something that is be able to be brought on Shabbos. And therefore, it's not necessarily the case that a kal v'chomer would work here. So Rabbi Eliezer responds, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, wait a minute. The permissibility, Rabbi Yeshua, you're telling me that the permissibility of the karban that you changed it into is a relevant factor, and that's why maybe it's not chomor. That's not true. The permissibility of the karban you changed it into is not at all a relevant factor, right? Because a murei tzibur yochichu, the karbanos tzibur can prove that that's not a relevant factor. Karbanos tzibur, imurim in general, when we use the word imurim in general, it refers to the parts of a karban that are brought on the Mizbeach. But that's because of the word amar, right? Imurim comes from the things that Hashem told us, that were said to us. And so in this context, imurei tzibur is the karbanos that Hashem said that we should bring. So karbanos tzibur, like the karban tamid and the karbanos musaf. Things like that. So that's going to prove that the permissibility of what you changed it to is not relevant. Why? Shehein mutar in lishman, right? Because we know that they are docha Shabbos, if you bring them correctly, right? A karban tamid shel shachar is docha Shabbos. We bring a karban tamid every Shabbos, right? The karban musaf shel Shabbos is docha Shabbos, right? So it's mutar if you bring it lishman. However, v'ashochet l'shman chayav, but if you come along on a Shabbos and bring a karban shlomim and shecht it l'shem tamid shel shachar, that doesn't do anything for you. It's still chayav chatas because you shechted a karban on Shabbos. The fact that you shechted it l'shem the tamid doesn't help at all. So the permissibility of what you changed it to is not relevant at all. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says you can't compare. You can't compare Karban Tzibur and Karban Pesach. They're not in the same category at all. And so when you're talking about Karbanos Tzibur, they're a whole different thing. Ima Marta Be'emuri Tzibur Sheesh Len Kitzva, you're gonna tell me that it's Osir to bring you gotta bring a Karban Chatas. If you bring a Shlomim L'Shem Karban Tzibur, that's because Sheesh Len Kitzva. There's a very fixed amount of Karbanos Tzibur, right? We bring one Tamid Shel Shachar every day. Even those Karbanos Musaf that have few animals, it's a very specific number. If you brought your Shlomim as a Tamid Shel Shachar, how can you possibly call that Ta'ab Edvar Mitzvah? That's way beyond a mistake. That's a huge error. That's not a Ta'ab Edvar Mitzvah. You intended to bring the Karban Tamid and you accidentally took the wrong animal. There's no way that if you're bringing your Karban Shlomim in the Beis HaMikdash that you thought that that was supposed to be the Karban Tamid. That's not Ta'ab Edvar Mitzvah Asa Mitzvah. There's no connection to the case of somebody who brings the wrong animal L'Shem Pesach on Erev Pesach. Tomer Pesach she'in lo kitzva, you're gonna compare that to the Karban Pesach, which on Erev Pesach there are thousands of animals being brought as Karbanos Pesach on that afternoon? That's very, very different. On Erev Pesach, there are thousands of animals being brought on that day, and one could very, very easily bring the wrong animal as a Karban Pesach and be a Tobidvar Mitzvah, a Asa Mitzvah. So that's a very different thing, and you can't compare those at all. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehoshua that ta'abit var mitzvah asa mitzvah is potur, and his response to Rabbi Eliezer is very sound here. Now Rabbi Meir interjects. Rabbi Meir Omer af hashochet l'shem u'mer tzibur potur. Rabbi Meir says actually Rabbi Yehoshua, I'm not so certain that the korbanos tzibur are so different than the korban Pesach. And for that reason, actually, I say that if you bring a your own personal korban on Shabbos, l'shem korban tzibur, I hold your potter, because that too is ta'abit var mitzvah asa mitzvah, and your potter. And so I kind of agree with Rabbi Eliezer's logic in comparing these, but for that reason, it's potter. And so therefore, Rabbi Eliezer certainly can't use Karbonos Tzibur as a rejection of your logic, because Karbonos Tzibur actually also follows the logic of Ta'abit Var Mitzvah Asa Mitzvah should be Pater.